It's the 11th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Almost half of families with children in Bedford receiving housing benefit face a financial gap in rent due to insufficient local housing allowance. The issue, driven by welfare reforms, rising private rents and lack of social housing, is contributing to increased child poverty. Nationally, 440,000 households with children are affected, and this could more than double to 925,000 by 2026 if LHA rates aren't raised. The Institute for Public Policy Research, a UK think tank, calls for the removal of the benefit cap and increased investment in new social homes. The government claims efforts to tackle poverty include increased funding for homelessness prevention and upgrades to the benefit system. Bedford and Kempston MP Mohamed Yazin has announced on social media that he will be temporarily stepping back from some of his duties for a few days due to bereavement. He has reminded all constituents that his office will remain open for casework. This week is National Apprenticeships Week, and an apprentice from Bedford, Sayed Abdul, has helped Amazon announce over 1,000 new apprenticeships in the UK for 2025. While Amazon's apprenticeship programme is one of the largest in the UK, apprenticeships now span a large variety of sectors, such as digital media, healthcare, finance and marketing. Mr. Abdul currently works as a workplace health and safety technician at Amazon's Dunstable site and is due to complete his apprenticeship next month. Grey skies didn't dampen the enthusiasm of the Bedford Modern School rowers at the Bedford 8s and 4s head event over the weekend. Everyone across all age groups showed commitment and determination last Sunday as they tackled the almost 2 kilometre downstream course along the River Great Ouse. There were plenty of cheers and encouragement from loyal supporters to go around. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.